Today I'm going to talk with Mo Hoffman, the popular fishing expert. Mo has considerable experience fishing in both fresh and salt waters, so I thought it might be interesting if we discuss the big ones, ones that weigh a quarter of a ton and upward. We'll start relating our fish stories right after we hear this important message.
Mr. Hoffman, I've always heard about these fish stories, about the one that got away.
Oh, yes.
They get bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. Have you had an experience where a fish that we could have been a prize catch for you that got away from you that you had to come back and tell about rather than to present to your friends?
I have had quite a few of them, and it's always the fisherman that talks about the fish that got away. I think that is part of our winter fishing, if you know what I mean,
like
sitting in the old chair.
Leader.
That's right. Talking about the fish that got away, Jack, I've had giant tuna on. I've caught fish from 519 pounds to 830 pounds on rod and reel. And I've had 59 of those fish in my life.
Is that right?
And I've had one fish that I still talk about. Got away.
Oh?
But I had fish alongside of me four times. And I fished him for 7 hours and 30 minutes I was on that fish.
One fish?
One fish. And fish was landed and taken in a net about 4 miles away from where my line had broken. I was on a big boat. They were giant tuna fishing. That fish was wrapped up with my line. My line was matched perfectly to the break in the line, in the net. The fish weighed over 1,200 pounds.
Is that right?
Yeah, that was a fish that got away as far as I'm concerned.
The only time that I've been deep sea fishing, I must tell this story. We went out in Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
Governor Munoz gave us his boat. We went out fishing, and just about dark, dusk there, we landed a fish. We didn't know what it was at the time, but the captain finally says it looked like a tuna. So we had to use a flashlight to follow the line. They dive under the boat.
Oh, sure.
And the captain and his assistant was following the line.
Yeah.
And we struggled. It was gotten dark now. In the dark, all of a sudden, the fish gave out after all this fight. 45 minutes to an hour.
Mm-hmm.
It just quit.
Mm-hmm.
We knew it was going to take a long time. Really, man,
had a
shark.
Half of them.
Yeah.
I've had that happen to me at Bimini.
So what they did was put him up, take half of the pictures. The pictures is just a half.
Sure.
So I bet this is half.
I've taken quite a few tuna in Bimini.
Uh-huh.
And down there, if you get off that shelf, those big sharks will take a big fish and they'll take a hunk out of them. Those fish are disqualified then. And I fish a lot of tournaments.
Mm.
I fish the United States tournament and otherwise in these tuna tournaments every year.
Mm-hmm.
And once a fish is disqualified for after you've worked an hour and a half or 2 hours on a fish, you know, it kind of disheartening.
Oh, yes. Mr. Hoffman, sitting here talking to you has been a most interesting little session for me. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And that just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.